Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Hey, a few lines down the middle of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnah Halacha Hey, mi sheyesh lo ach mikol makom, someone who has a brother, any kind of brother, and the Bavli, as Reb Chaim points out, says we talk about a mamzer. So even though the brother is a mamzer, zoykeg is eshes ochiv liyibum. He's going to cause the brother to need the yibum, meaning the wife of the brother died without children, she will need yibum because of this brother, even though he's a mamzer. Ve'ochiv lo yecholdov is considered to be his brother for everything, chutz mima sheyesh lo min hashivcho min hanochis. Except if it's a brother who was born from a maidservant or from a goyso, even though they have the same father, that's not considered to be a brother, because if it was born from someone who's not Jewish, the child belongs to the mother, not to the father. Halacha v'ozok nemishtah, mi sheyesh lo ben mikol makom, someone who has a son anywhere, meaning even though he's a mamzer, poiter says she's ovi min yibum. He's going to cause that the wife of the father does not need to do yibum, because it's considered to be a son. If he hits the father or curses the father, he's chayav. He's considered to be his son for everything, except a son that he has from a maidservant or a goyso who's not Jewish, and that the son does not relate to him but relates to his mother. So the Gemara, mi sheyesh lo ach v'chulei, mi sheyesh lo ben mikol makom v'chulei, we just quoted the Mishnah. Rav Avin Boi, Rav Avin said, maybe he said it as a question, he said, from the fact the Mishnah says, b'noi l'chol dova, what he teaches you is, afilu l'pri of Yerivyo, meaning he was kind the mitzvah of Pri of Yerivyo, v'l'shniyah, there were goyis or shniyahs on such a son, even though he's a mamzer. Kedir is Gemara, ben goy shebal bas Yisrael v'yoldo. If you have a goy who had a relationship with a Jewish woman and she had a child, or ben Yisrael shebal al goyo, so a Jew has a relationship with a non-Jew, with a woman who's non-Jew. The Yoldo Mishibas Lisrael, that's the Gisra Rav Chaim. Once she became a Giyoris, she converted to Judaism, now she had another child. The Yoldo, the child that she has now, Pchor L'Nachlo Vein a Pchor L'Koyen. So he's going to be Pchor L'Nach, not L'Koyen. Meaning, this child that was born, once she became a Giyoris, he's going to be the first one, the Pchor, regarding Yerusha, regarding inheritance. Because he, his brother was born while she was not Jewish, is not Mithyachis to the father. And therefore he's going to get Kefal in the Yerusha. But it's not Pchor L'Koyen, because by Koyen, the definition is Peterechim, has to be the first one coming out of the womb. He's not the first one coming out of the womb, even though the other one is not Mithyachis. Continues to go, Goy Shabai Lagoyo, you have a non-Jew who has a relationship with a non-Jew woman, V'yoldo, she had a child. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Goyim Yesh Lam Yechosim, Rashi Melokish Omar, Goyim Ein Lam Yechosim, Machlikas is the yichus between the son of a Goy to his father, a Goy. So Reb Chaim says, we're not so clear what exactly nafkamin, if he has Yachas or not. He says, maybe it's for Yerusha, meaning that he has a right to inherit the father. So says the one that if you base him with Aleph Vechtiv, Ba'isei Shalach, Bradach, Beladan, Ben Beladan, Melech, Bovel, Sforim, Minchol Cheskyo. So he speaks about a goy, a king who's a goy, and he called him based on his father. You see that he is a siachas to his father. Says the one that he had covered to his old, olders, so therefore he had yichus, even though it's not a real yichus. So one Vechtiv, Ishlechem, Melech Aso, El Ben Hadad, Ben Travimon, Ben Chazioin, Melech Aram. So he sent a message to this king and you react to his father. So he's more koitzis ben koitzis. He was a Rasha, son of a Rasha. It's called a koitzis, someone who does bad things. Like we see, Hakiamon ben Amdoso. Call Haman in the name of his father. Chi ben Amdoso, he's misachas his father. Ela Tsuri ben Tsuri. They both were Rishayim, they were Tsuri Amisro. Uvaka koitzis ben koitzis, he was koitzis ben koitzis. Abraham explains, how do we know that Haman, you know, misachas it to his father? Because Haman was an Evet, he was a slave to Mordechai. So that's clear he's not misachas his father. Still, we call him the name of his father because they both were Rishayim. Says the Gemara of Tarchum, Mekach Meshir of Shirman Lokish Sabriyachim. Yeshir of Shlokish answers his Yoichim with the following. Ve'achtiv, it says, V'litzivo, Tzivo was the slave who came from the household of Shaul HaMelech, and referring here to the son of Shaul, Mephibosheth, and that he was a slave to him too. And it says over there, they had 15 bonim, ve'esrim avodim. He had 15 children and 20 slaves. But for a slave, of course you don't have yachas. So why you relate the son to the father? So that's where Shlokish brings a rayo, that even when you mention the father, it doesn't mean there's a yachas. So the Gemara, no, there is different. Baal manus shoim tim shum ifiboishis. They were with they rebelled against ifiboishis, and with the force they did not work for him. That's why we mentioned the names over there to say they're all the same group that rebelled. But now that here we not because of Yachas, but usually when we do mention the father, we do mention it for Yachas. Says the Gemara, Shivcha, how do we know that a Shivcha, this child, doesn't go based on the father, it goes based on the mother? Because it says, Aisha ve'yiladeo tiel adunio, so the children go based on the mother. No, how do we know? It says, don't marry them. So we dash in Bincho Misrael Kori Bincho, Fein Bincho Migoya Kori Bincho, Ela Bino. Bincho is only from Yisrael, not from a non Jew. So Reb Chaim explains, because the Pasuk there speaks about, don't let your son marry a Goyish daughter, and don't let your daughter marry a Goyish son. And it says, Ki Yosir is Bincho Macharai. Yosir is Loshen Zachar. Because your son-in-law, the guy, will take away your grandson. It doesn't say kitasir, meaning that your daughter-in-law, your goyish daughter-in-law, will do something. Why? Because the children are not yours anyway. It's her children. Only the child from a Jewish mother is Jewish. Says the Gemara, Yaakov ish kvar nevu yoyo ozel tzur. Yaakov from this place went to Tzur, to the city of Tzur. Also, Shali and Lay, they asked him, Mao migzar breidar miyasa bishupto. Can you do a brismilo for a son of a goyso who the father is Jewish? Can you do brismilo on Shabbos? V'sovim mishri loin. He thought maybe it's mutter minado because the pasuk says v'yisal du amishpochtam lebeis avoysom. He go based on the father. The father is Jewish. Shama v'chagai oma yese asunei deil. Can you bring him over here? I have to give him malchus because he said something wrong. Well, what is your source that a son of a goyso is a goy? Talking about there regarding Ezra, that when he came from the Bavel to do a bris and took away all the nashim nochios, and it says over there, so the woman and the children you take away. So you see, the children are not Jewish. From psukim and ksuvim, you give him malchus. The same pasuk says we treat it like Torah. That's your marker, that's your only source. You don't have a source with a Torah. That's a drush we said before. Therefore, you have Yosir. Because it doesn't say ki tosir. So it's not bincho elabno. Give Malchus. You're correct with your Malchus because I said something wrong. Meaning I'm right to get Malchus. I'm supposed to get Malchus because I did something wrong. A son from a Goya is not Jewish. And you merely can't do bris for him on Shabbos. Halacha Zayin Zog to Mishnah. Mi shekidesh achas mishtei achayos. Someone did kiddushin to one of two sisters. Ve'eino yodea eizo kiddush. He's not sure. He did kiddushin either to Rachel or to Leah, but he's not sure who. Noisin get lezu ve'get lezu. He has to give a get to each one. Why? Because he can't marry Rachel because maybe he married Leah and that's Achus Ishtar. And same thing, he can't marry Leah because maybe she's Achus Ishtar of Reuben, of Rachel. So he has to give get to both. Mace, he died before he gave get. Now he has one brother. The brother can do Yibun to each one of them because maybe that woman is Achus Zekukasoi. He needs to do Chalitza Yibun to one. The other one is the sister of one who has some kind of a responsibility for him. So before doing anything, each one for him is Achus Kukasoi. Once he did Chalitza to one, he can't marry the other because maybe he's Achus Chalutzasoi, the sister of the one he did Chalitza to. So he has to do Chalitza to both. Hayolo Shnaim, he has two brothers. Echad Choyletz ve'echad Miyavim. So one does the Chalitza to one of the women, to Rachel. The Leo is mutter to the other brother, Mimanav Shach. If that's the original wife, so he does Yibum for her. If it's not the original wife, it's the sister of the Chalitza of his brother. That's not an issue to marry her. So if the two brothers marry the two sisters, meaning they did something wrong, one brother married Rachel before anything else, really it could be Achus Kukos and it's Asar. But now that Shimon married the other one, so he made their mutter, because the worst thing is Achus Kukos. So the Zika's Poikalim affairs retroactively gone away once the other brother married the other sister. So it's not Achus Kukos anymore, so you keep it there. Says the Gemara, Mishakidish Agalushte Achayas Vechule, Mishakidish Agalushte Achayas Vein Yodea Leiz Akidish, which is quoting the Mishnah, Noitin Get Lazu, We Get Lazu. Mace, he dies, Velo Achechod, he has one brother, Choyot Ashte, and that brother will do Chalitza to both. Says the Gemara, one second. Cholata at Oimer, in Chalitza, Achar Chalitza. Usually you don't do a double Chalitza, and the second Chalitza is not effective. When that's your base and one base. Velo Chomar Achin, and here we say the Chalitza for both, and each one of them becomes Achus Chalutza Soi. Says more, come about that, come sofik. Yes, when you know what you're doing, you do only one chalitza. But here I'm not sure who's the wife, so you have to do chalitza to both misofik. Hayol shnayim echad chol zechad miyamin, two brothers. So bechol sar atoymer bechol mokoyim. We can use the use of chayim here. She'ein oymim lo yabem, ein oymim lo chalitz. Usually, if you can't do yibum, you don't have to do chalitza. Here, the first brother can do chalitza, but can't do yibum. Ve'acha atomer achin. Here is different than any other place. Says more, come about that, come misofik. Same answer. Yes, because here it's a suffix. I don't know what to do. So misafik can do a chalitza, not yibum. Says the Gemara, kodbo v'konsei mutzi miyodom. This is really the last part of the Mishnah, that the many times in the Tfusin, the Yushalmi, piece of the Mishnah went into the Gemara, even though they don't belong there. Halokha ches, zog the Mishnah. Continuing the case. Shnaim shekichu shnei achayos. Now you have two people that married two different sisters. Now these two are not brothers. We'll call them Reuven and Beryl. Reuven and Beryl, they mekadesh two sisters, Rochel and Leo. Zayin yodea leizah shekidesh, v'zayin yodea leizah kiddush. Each one of them doesn't know who did he do kiddush to. Zayin otet shtei gittim, v'zayin otet shtei gittim. Similar to the case before, just here you have two people. So each one, as maybe could have kiddush to Rochel, and then he can't marry Leah because it's achos ishtoi. And you ask maybe kiddush to Leo, so he can't marry Rochel because achos ishtoi. So he has to give get to both. May, so they both died. Lezeach, lezeach. Reuven's brother is Shimon, and Beryl's brother is Shmerel. So zecho et eshtem v'zecho et eshtem. Each one of them has to do chalitza to both, as we said in the previous Mishnah, because each one of them, it's he can marry them because maybe it's achos zekukosoi, and once he does chalitza, he can marry because it's maybe achos chalutzosoi. Lezecho lezeshtaim. Reuven has one brother, Shimon, but Beryl has two brothers. He has Shmerel and Zuvdal. So yechidi choyel et eshtem. So Shimon will do chalitza to both, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Ve'ashtayim, and then Shmerel and Zundel, echad chayilitz ve'echad miyabim. One will do chalitza, and the second one will do yibum, because now he can do yibum imonoshach. If this is the right woman, so he's doing yibum. If it's not the right woman, so is the sister of the chalitza of his brother. Kod movi kotzer mutzi miyadom, if they're already married, meaning if Zundel and Shmerel married the Rochel and Leah, we don't take them out, because the worst thing that happened over here is he married Achris Kukosoi, a sister of one he has to do chalitza for. And once the other brother married that woman, this Kukosoi, so the sister is mutter. Says the Gemara, Shnaim Shekidush Nachar Zechule Itani Echod Yisrael Vechad Kehanim Kaseder Hazeh. I mean, what we said right now applies to Kehanim as well. One brother will do chalitza, the other brother will do yibum. It's no chiddush, but this in the next Mishnah we'll see that we don't, that does not apply to Kehanim. The right order is one brother does chalitza and the other brother does yibum. Meaning to do yibum first, that is also, you should not do yibum first. Because maybe the brother will die and then he has a relationship with the sister of his yivama. Now even before the brother died, it's achus kokosoi. But if the brother's still alive and he marries the other sister, so lemafreya retroactively, she was never achus kokosoi. That's what the Gemara says. If he dies, meaning if the brother dies, he never did anything, so you will always remain achus kokosoi. Omav chizga ado amra ba'al achus chalutzosoi leposto min hakeuna. Meaning this, you see from here that the sister of a chalutzo is not also to koyanim. Because we said that this applies to Kriyanim. One brother is going to do Chalitza, and he's going to help the other brother, as we Shlokish said in the previous parak. The Chalitza of one brother works for all the brothers, and the other brother is now going to go and marry his sister. So you see that Achos Chalutzosoi is not also Midalakuna. Because the one who did Chalitza is also Midarabanon, the one who did Chalitza herself. Her sister is not a problem. He says that someone had a relationship with the sister of his chalutzo is not a problem for kuhuno. Meisu, the Mishnah said, lezeach, zechol et eshtem, zechol et eshtem, tibodu chalitzo. And the Gemara says a similar question that we said at the top of the Hamud. Usually you don't have a double chalitzo. One chalitzo works. And here you have a double chalitzo. Come bevade, come besofik. Bevade, one chalitza works. Here it's a sofik, so therefore you have to have two chalitzas. Leze echol, leze shtayim, echid yicholitz eshtem, vashtayim echid cholitz v'echad miyabim. So you have two brothers, one does chalitz, one does ibum. Gemara says, in question, b'chol atar at omar kol mokush ein omrim liyabim, ein omrim chalitz. Usually you can't do ibum, you don't do chalitzo. V'echad omar achin, you say the first brother does chalitz, but can't do ibum, and then there is still ibum. Come bevada, come besofik. So bevada, it's chalitza yibum go together. Here it's a sofik, you can do chalitza only, not yibum. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah called Muvikantzu Emutzim Yandam, similar to before, that the Gemara that we're going to say after the next Mishnah will refer to this piece of the Mishnah. Halacha Tezok the Mishnah, Lezeh Shnayim VeLezeh Shnayim. So back to our case. Reuven and Beryl, they both give Kiddushin, one to Rachel, one to Leah, but they don't know who did to who. Now Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and Beryl has two brothers, Shmerel and Zundel. So Hakim Shilzeh Choyetz Lachas, Ve'okim Shilzeh Choyetz Lachas. Means Shimon will do Chalitza to Rachel, and Shmerel will do Chalitza to Leah. Hakim Shilzeh Mi'abim Chalitza Shilzeh, Ve'okim Shilzeh Mi'abim Chalitza Shilzeh. Now Levi will do Yibum to Leah, and Zundel will do Yibum to Rachel. And that's really the same concept that we had in the previous Mishnayos. The once one brother does Chalitza to one woman, the other brother could do Yibum to the other sister. Kod Mushnayim V'choltzu, meaning Shimon and Levi, they both did Chalitza. Lo Yabu Ashnayim. So then Shmerel and Zundel cannot both do Yibum, because again, he may become to Achor Zikukosoi. It goes back to the first case. The one brother does Chalitza, the second brother does the Yibum. But meaning if Shmerel and Zundel both marry each one one sister, so once they're both married, you don't take them out, they're not a chaskukos anymore, because retroactively you find out this kuka went to the other brother. Says the more lezeh shnayim, lezeh shnayim, each one has two brothers, hadod de'atomer be'Yisrael, ava be'kohanim osur. When we said in the second Mishnah and in the third Mishnah that if the kodmu v'kontzu ein moitzim yodom, that's only by Yisrael, not by a kohen. Why? Because in the last cases, these women got chalitza. Let's take the last Mishnah. In the last Mishnah, so Shimon and Levi did chalitza to Rachel and Leah. One of them is a chalitza. One of the other did chalitza for no reason. But one of them is a chalitza. A chalitza is also the kahuna. So when I say that Zundel and Shmerel can marry both, if they marry both, you don't take them out, that's not if it's a kohen. Because if it's kohen, one of them is a chalitza, and a kohen cannot be married to a chalitza. And similarly, in the previous Mishnah, when you have one brother to one, he did chalitza to both. So when Reuven has only one brother, Shimon does chalitza to Leah and Rachel. And now the brothers of Beryl cannot marry him, even not b'diavad, because it's a chalitza is also a kehuna. So when we say that you keep the marriage, you say that if they did get married, you could keep it, that's only if they're Yisrael, not if they're Kohanim. Only in the first Mishnah, it applies to a Kohen as well. Because there you have only a case of one person. So one of them is not Chalutzo. The one that the Kohen married is Miman of Shechinah, not a Chalutzo. But in this case, one of them is a Chalutzo. A Kohen cannot be married to a Chalutzo. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yevamos, Daf Yud Beis.